Hey, recordings. So, Moon Moon's a butthead, and she tagged me to answer Cardlin's questions, which I don't record much anymore, so these are kind of hard to answer. So I'll try to think of answering them the way I used to record, I guess. Why do you record? There's a lot of answers to that question. I think the one that's probably true for all of us is that there's a level of gratification in posting something and having someone say, hey, I like this, or I get this, or, you know, depending on the subreddit you post on, your responses may be a little different than that. But yeah, I think there's a level of self-gratification there. Two, I think I've actually gotten some really good constructive criticism. From a lot of my recordings. I used to record things that I wrote and was able to get some feedback on some of those, and a lot of those were posted purely to solicit feedback, because it's a little scary to post something that you've written yourself. So, what brought you to these subreddits? So I've told this story before, I think, but I started out on Literotica, and while I was there, I met Spurious, or Libidinous Luque, UK, and he directed me to GWA, because I was a little frustrated with Literotica, and while I was posting in GWA, I got a message from Outing, saying, hey, there's this other subreddit, and you seem cool. Yeah, he did say that. I will find the message if need be. You should come to live stream. And so really I started in live stream. And from being in live stream, became acquainted with recordings and met a lot of really good people there. And so I've hung around. What started you recording? I actually started with ASMR. The first thing I recorded was for YouTube, and it was a whisper. Because I didn't like the sound of my own voice. So the most I could muster to record was a whisper. And it wasn't scary, because it was just a whisper. I always felt like my voice was kind of manly, and didn't want to be perceived as manly. Sorry, guys. So I always kind of hated my voice. But at some point, somebody said, I wish you'd do a soft-spoken video, and so I did, and got a lot of feedback from people that liked it. And after I met Spurious, just from, you know, interacting with him on Literotica, not that kind of interacting, perverts. I had written a script, and I wanted him to record it, and Literotica would not allow us to post it, because he didn't write it, and I didn't record it. And so, he posted it in GWA, and after he posted it there, he said to me, you really should try to record your own stuff. And I thought he was crazy. And I have to say that, oddly enough, posting things in GWA has sort of changed the way I behave during sex. This is not for this recording. But it's true. It's true. Because you tend to put on a little more for the audio, because it's an audio, and because there's no visual, thank God, you have to sort of be more vocal. So, There's an interesting side note for you. What do you record with? Well, right now, I'm using a Blue Yeti mic that originally I bought for ASMR videos. It's a USB mic, so I hook it up to my laptop and record on Audacity, which I find works really well, and is free, by the way. For a time, I used a Blue Snowball mic, and I liked it. The only reason I got the Yeti was because I wanted the ability to pan from left to right, and while I'm not using that feature now, it's especially useful for ASMR. So, do you do any post-editing? For this post, I probably won't unless something crazy happens, like the mic falls over or something. For ASMR videos, yeah, there's a lot of audio cleanup. A lot of... I don't know that I ever really learned to do it correctly, but I always wanted to fade in and out as opposed to a hard stop on the audio. Yeah. There have been some recordings that I did for GWA where I edited in some sound effects. You know, like walking, and I think there was one where there were some keys rattling or something like that. So, are there any pre-recording rituals you need to do first? No, not really. I tend to record in bed. Before you get all excited, it's just because my laptop is extremely heavy. When Moon Moon and I had our visit in Chicago, I took my laptop with me, and she got to see how ridiculous it is. It is an Alienware laptop. I don't remember what kind it is. But it has the power of a desktop, and it's super heavy. Super, super heavy. And so it's not something that I just want to have on my lap. That and the fan tends to get bogged down or whatever, so I keep it on a cooling pad or a fan or whatever. So I tend to record in bed and typically on my belly, like I am right now, with the mic in front of me. It's not really that big of a deal. What is your favorite recording you've done? That's really hard because I've done some really personal recordings. I always come back to a collaboration I did with TYO, actually. And not because it was TYO. He's amazing, but I wrote that script, and it was really far outside of my comfort zone. It was a historical fiction piece. Historical erotica, I guess. And it just went really well. The editing went really well. The whole thing was just smooth. And I think that's just because TYO is such a fantastic actor. I mean, that's what it is, right? But I've also done some really intense posts, especially in the beginning when I first started in GWA. Because it was, I was never much of a fapper, like that wasn't my thing. I would post stories, and all of them would be ones that I had written, and so they were, you know, important to me on some level. So, I think that's probably what it is. The ones that I wrote that came from my gut are the ones that are my favorites. Probably that collab with TYO being the most favorite, but yeah. What is your favorite recording someone else has done? That's really hard. Galadium did a post some time ago about a plane crash victim. The soundscaping in that video, or video, I keep saying video. He did a post forever ago about a plane crash victim, and the soundscaping was amazing. Like, if you closed your eyes, you were right there. The birds chirping, the leaves moving in the tree, like, everything was there. It was amazing. The story was fantastic. He just has a delivery that's amazing. It was great. So good. Number 9. Does anyone in your life outside of Reddit know that you record? Who? No. Not outside of Reddit. No. I mean, I have a couple friends that I met through somebody else that don't frequent Reddit, but are in livestream, and they know. Like, William, he knows, but no one in my face-to-face everyday life, no. What's the story behind your username? Allie Mae is sort of pieces of my name. And Allie Mae Love is sort of like Allie Mae, M-A-Y, Love. And then the two is because I had an original account and deleted it. Yeah. I still don't know quite why I did that. It was a bad move on my part. I remember the circumstances, but I don't even want to talk about it. Yeah, but that's the super exciting story behind my username. If you could improve, change anything about your voice, what would it be? Consistency. It's so all over the place. Some days it's fairly smooth. Other days it's very raspy. Or it'll go in and out. Or there's that little bit of gravel. It's just not consistent. What is your dream role in voice? If you were to be known for something, what would it be? That's hard. You know, I think I would love to do a podcast where I was really contributing something, you know? Where I was making something better. I don't know if I really do that. But that would be pretty amazing. I would have loved to have been able to sing well enough to do it for a living. On some levels. There are certainly parts of that that are less than appealing, but yeah. I don't know, I guess that's my answer. Whose voice do you admire and or love the most? Public personality only, please. I don't know if that means only a I don't know if Redditors are included. I'm going to say no. So excluding Redditors, James Earl Jones, obviously. He's amazing. And that voice is like velvet. So, yeah. If you could record something with anyone in the world, who would it be? What would it be? Who would you record it with? I don't No. Maybe it would be poetry. It would definitely be poetry. But who would I record it with? Shel Silverstein, poetry with Billy Crystal. That would be fairly amazing. What's one piece of advice you would give to other recorders? Don't do it for anybody else. No one else. If you're not feeling it, if you don't like it, don't do it. You don't owe it to somebody. You don't have to. You should only ever be doing it because you want to. Because it makes you happy. Because it's important to you on some level. Because you enjoy it. Never, ever because somebody wants you to. Yeah. On that note, I think I am finished. And I don't know if there's anybody I could call out that hasn't already been called out, so I'm gonna have to do some research. Farewell, recordings. Until next time.